Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. On this episode 4, we listen to the challenges and the story of a strong woman, Jesna Stupier Pickett. Her illness forced her into natural hair journey, which turned into opportunity. She is now the founder and owner of Jade Vines Natural Hair Care, which is designed to strengthen, nourish, and promote healthy growing hair. For a self-made woman like me. This episode is sponsored by Brave Maker, a non-profit media and arts organization that exists to empower artists to create, develop, and reach their creative goals. Check out bravemaker.com for more information. They specialize in screenwriting, filmmaking, and consulting artists of all kinds. And we have special bonus for those of you who give rating and review on Dreampreneurs Chat iTunes. You will be invited to watch our new release short film called Selfie for Free. And please note that this movie is PG-13. So make sure viewers are age appropriate. Send us your DM to Dreampreneurs Chat, Facebook, or Instagram so that I could text you the link to watch. All right, so Jesna, we would like to know what actually your business is. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about your business.
Okay, yes. My business is a natural hair care line. It's naturally plant-based, which means all of my ingredients are 100% natural, plant-based, natural ingredients. It was actually created about 4 years ago due to an illness I had, which was lupus. It basically affected my scalp in a major way. I had to stop getting relaxers in my hair. I couldn't get the relaxers anymore because the relaxers were burning my scalp. It was causing me to have blisters in my head and causing me to have a lot of dandruff and dead skin. So I couldn't use those products anymore. I was forced to go natural, and that's when I began to research. I researched products, different types of products that I could use in my hair that would help my hair, that didn't have any chemicals in it. I couldn't find anything, so I decided to make something up on my own. And that's when I created a treatment, which is called the Milky Avocado Mash. I wanted to tap into something that will help me keep my hair long, since I was used to my hair being long. My sister, she always cut my hair long when she was in the salon. So I wanted to make sure that I used something that, I researched something and found something that would keep my hair long. The Milky Avocado Mash is a treatment. It contains natural-based plant products, and it is used to moisturize, add protein, and to grow your hair. So that's really where it started. And like I said, when I began this product, when I began putting this in my hair, I wasn't looking to start an actual natural hair care line. I was basically just looking for something that I could use that could help me. And the only reason why it ended up turning into a natural hair care line was because people began to see the difference in my hair. They see that my hair was growing, and they see that my hair was very healthy. And that's when I began to dig a little deeper into research. And that's when I created the line.
I think you also mentioned last time that you are currently in the midst of getting the certificate.
Yes, I am. Okay, so right now I'm currently taking courses for product formulation courses, because I want to make sure that I'm able to put my products on shelves. I want to have some certified product formulas behind all of my products. So I've currently been taking these courses for about 2 months now. I'm almost done with them. Super excited about it. I'm revising all of my products, making sure that all the ingredients are correct in them. And so far, so good. It's crazy because all the research that I did back 4 years ago, all that research and current research that I do, it's all making sense, like a whole lot of sense now. And I have realized that majority of the products that I made, the formulas was good. Like everything is still the same.
So I believe there's so many people out there also, like, they have fear when they first start their business. So share to us, how do you feel when you first started? Like, do you ever, what is the fear, and what is
the encouragement that you have to do it anyway.
So yes, there was huge fear before I started this business. In the midst of starting it, I believe the biggest fear that I had was failing. The biggest fear was me throwing myself out there and, you know, creating all this good product where I felt that was good and nobody really buying it. People are not really believing in me. So I struggle with that a lot. And still now I struggle with that every now and then. But because of so much progress that I've had within the business and what it has done for me and my daughter alone, that's the reason for me to continue to push, no matter the feeling of failing. It's like because I'm able to meet the needs of me and my daughter first, and of course the ones around me, that's the reason for me to keep pushing.
After you start for, I think for some time, what is the challenge right now for you? Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I would have to say the challenge for me right now is basically creating that product that everyone is going to love. I believe it's hard because it's hard to create anything that everyone is going to love. So you're going to have your negative feedback. I believe my challenge is basically finding a way to push through any negative feedback that I hear from my products. I believe that's going to be one of my biggest challenges, and it currently is. So far, I haven't heard any negative feedback, but I know it's coming. In every business, you're going to hear some kind of negative feedback. So I believe that that's going to be a challenge that I struggle with. Basically, staying, keeping my inventory up, my inventory of my products, being a mom and working a full-time job and trying to get my business up and running. I'm trying to make sure I keep a lot of product on hand, make sure that I have all the containers that I need, making sure that I'm being the accountant in my business right now. I'm being I'm able to carry different labels of my business right now. And it's kind of challenging, you know, dealing with all of this stuff. And I'm only one person. So yeah, it's a little challenging trying to keep up with everything. So yeah.
As a mother, and also you have one daughter. Do you have more than that?
No, yes, I have one daughter.
One daughter, okay.
Yeah.
So how do you find time to do all this? You know, like there's so many mothers out there who keep telling me, you know, like I don't have other time than taking care of my kid. So how do you find time to find, you know, something? And also you yourself, you have a full-time job as well, right?
Yes, I do.
So how is the schedule every day looks like for you?
Yeah, okay. So a schedule on a daily base for me, you know, I get up in the morning. What I have to do, my daily thing I have to do is I have to get a quote together. If it's a quote, it could be a quote that I live by or a quote that I've seen. I have to make my quote and I have to put it on all of my social media pages to get me started in the day. That keeps me going. That keeps me motivated. That helps keep my spirits lifted up through the day and just keep me going on my journey that I'm currently in. And then after that, you know, I get to work. I get my day started at work. In the midst of me doing all this, women, we're great multitaskers, and I'm not putting any shade on the fellows out there or the guys, but I'm just saying that I multitask a whole lot while I'm at work. I'm doing emails. I'm currently, you know, working on my business while I'm there. I got about 5 or 6 different email accounts that I use, and I do that in the midst of me, you know, making my calls and working. So it's like I'm constantly multitasking through the whole day. Once I get out, I kind of put my business to the side. Once I get off, it's not all the way to the side because you're never going to not be really working on your business because there's going to be emails coming constantly. But what I try to do is once I get home from work, I try to put my business to the side so that I can spend time with me and my daughter. I can make sure I put her, you know, make sure she's first at all times and to make sure I have that mommy-daughter quality time with her. So yeah, I make sure that I pretty much keep my business at a certain level and try to make sure I maintain a healthy relationship with me and my daughter because it can get very overwhelming if you don't have a schedule that you follow.
Yeah, but I can really see that you are really a very good multitasker. Even when we set up the Skype, you know, you set up like You have a mind like a videographer, you know, like I'm a camera person, you know, you have the mind of a think of the lighting and think of that. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, thank you for being excellent. Maybe you can share like the three things. What will you do when you're stressed or when you're really overwhelming with all the tasks that you have to do?
Stay right there and we will be right back.
Yeah, so what I do is when I feel like I'm getting very overwhelmed or if I feel like there's just so much going on for, you know, too much for me to handle, what I normally do is I try to go back to why I started. What was my vision? What was my goal? What did I want to get out of this when I first started? And I use that to motivate me and to keep me going because if you go back and you remember why you started, that's going to put something in your heart that's going to keep you going. Even though you're going through, you know, the hardships or whatever it is, the stressful times, I always try to remind myself that those things are not going to last. Like there's going to be a time to where you're going to get over that. And then it's always going to be greener grass on the other side. So that's mainly the reason why I keep going in the midst of all the struggles and the stressful times. And also because what my natural hair care line represents, it's more than just an actual brand product. It's an empowerment movement. And I'm basically here to help encourage women to understand that it's okay to be natural. It's okay to go natural. It's okay to enhance and share their natural beauty. So it's always going to be someone out there that's looking for someone else to continue to keep them motivated, you know, through their regular journey of life. So that's one of the things I look at too, to keep me motivated and to push me through those hard times. There was a challenge that I was doing and it was grow your hair in 1 inch overnight. And I know that sounds crazy and it sounds unbelievable, but I actually did that with my oil that I make. I actually grew my hair 1 inch overnight. And what made me do it was there was another challenge on a YouTube channel that I follow, a girl that I follow on there, and I wanted to try the challenge. So I was like, I'm going to try this challenge using my products, and it happened. And I posted a picture up, and a lot of people told me that it didn't happen and that, you know, I shouldn't lie about things. I had a lot of it was crazy. Like, it was so many different people coming to me, and I hadn't even mentioned anything about my hair care line. I didn't boast about it. So no one even knew I had a hair care line. But then it was a few people that actually went on my page and they seen that I had a hair care line. And then that's when they started backing me up. But, you know, to make a long story short, that's the only thing that I've really experienced so far. It's just that backslash of me putting that oil in my hair and wore my hair an inch overnight.
And you did it.
Yes, I actually did, Lydia.
That's awesome. I did. So proud of you, Jesna.
Yes, it was very amazing. It was, you know, it was crazy. It actually happened, but it's possible.
If there's any women out there who afraid of rejection and they really want to start something, but they really scared about criticism or step up, for starting something because of the rejection. So what is the one advice that you might have to give them?
Okay, so about the rejection, I feel like in life you're gonna get rejection. I feel like that we all go through at some point in our time in life. We all go through a phase to where we're rejected in some kind of way. I believe in just going after what you believe in, no matter what anyone says, because at the end of the day, it's all about you and how far you go in life, how far you want to be in life. So I just believe in what you believe in.
This is really great. And I can see, I'm really grateful I get to see your daughter at first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's beautiful. She looks like her beautiful mom. And I'm sure she's really proud of her mom as well.
Yeah, she's so excited. She loved getting her treatments. And it's time to get her hair done. She always running. She'll say, Mom, is it time for the avocado treatment? And I'd be like, yes, you have to get the name right. It's Milky Avocado Mash. So she loves it.
And there's one quote that I saw in your Facebook that I still live on it and remember it until now. You don't know how strong you are until strong is the only options that you have.
Yes.
That's what I see in you as well. I mean, as I talk with you, that is what I feel from you as well.
Yes, definitely. Lydia, that is the quote that I've been living off my whole entire life. You know, ever since I was a kid, just anything that I've ever faced in life, any struggles, I've always lived on that quote.
Yes, definitely. That's awesome. Jasna, so how to find you?
My name on Instagram is jadevines_natural. On Facebook, my natural hair care line is Jade Vines Natural Hair Care. And I have a website that's www.jadevinesm.com.
Thank you so much, Sherry. I'm so glad we have you on the show.
Yes, I'm super excited to be a part of it. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
For dreampreneurs out there, don't be afraid to step out. Rejection, you will not be able to avoid rejections, but keep yourself pretty and beautiful and believe in yourself. Like how we learned from Jasna today. All right. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Jasna. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, audience. For a self-made woman like me. This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. Also, you can watch this video podcast at youtube.com/Lydia Isnanto. If you would like to be the guest of the show, please message me and join the group at facebook.com/dreampreneurschat. We'll be releasing new episode every other week, so we'll see you soon in 2 weeks for brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone, because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire others to rewrite their own.